CPA After Dark.
What's going on, guys, and welcome back to CPA After Dark. I am your host, Kristen, and I'm here with my beautiful co-host, Marit.
Hi, guys.
We have a spicy one here for you today, and I don't mean After Dark kind of spicy. I mean, we are talking about Biden's new tax proposal, and it gives me the chills, not in a good way.
Yeah, it's not spicy in the fun way, but it is something that people at least need to be aware of, even though we're not sure right now if the proposal's even going to pass. There's been a lot of talk about it. So I think that it's good for us to just kind of break down the basics. And we won't make this a very long episode, you know, because it can get really overwhelming. There's a lot of verbiage as I was reading through. I actually have some notes today I might be referring to make sure I get the numbers right for you guys. Mm-hmm. But let's just break it down real quick for everyone so that when they hear all this talk about the capital gains high and all of this stuff, or no, it's only for the most wealthy, our listeners, our watchers can kind of know the real, details or truth behind what they hear through the media.
Yeah. And we recently did a video about capital gains. So make sure if you have not checked that one out, you check that one out as well, because that is what is actually in law right now. And it's definitely going to be a good one for you to go back to and kind of look at and compare. So let's dive into the proposal.
Well, before we do the proposal, just give us a quick overview of how capital gains currently work. And then, you know, they can go back and watch the details, but just give us a quick overview of right now. Let's talk about the current law.
So with current law, there's different levels for your capital gains. And we learned when we did our video that depending on how much money you make, you're only taxed within the tax bracket of the income rate, if that makes sense. So if you're, what's the first tax bracket? Like, is it $15,000?
Well, you're talking about the marginal tax bracket. So there's two. So we've got the marginal tax bracket than the capital gains tax bracket. So I say we focus on married filing jointly, because there's different numbers for every filing status. If you're single, it's different. So you've got your married filing jointly. And so, yes, you have your ordinary tax bracket like you were talking about. Mm-hmm. And then there's another tax table for investments, property, crypto that has, if it's held longer than a year, you get these long-term capital gains rates. And so the what you were saying about the ordinary tax bracket, mm-hmm, is the fact that if you sell a property, it's going to add on to your taxable income. We're going to be looking at that first tax bracket, the marginal rates, to determine which capital gains rate we're going to be using. So yes, you're right. And that's the flow of it. So if you were down there in the $15,000 taxable income, it's actually married filing jointly. I think this is 24 numbers I have. The 0% capital gains rate currently, if you make married filing jointly, $94,050. That's including if you sold something as well. So that's pretty low. You'd have to sell a pretty small investment, not have a lot of income. There's two of you. You're married filing jointly. But let's say anything, you would be in that 0% tax bracket for any long-term investment that you sold. And then from the 94,000 to about 583, give or take, 583,000.
Middle America right there.
Right. Most people fall in the 15% tax bracket. However, you know, it's very, very, and that's kind of why I think we should talk about this, because the proposal says this is only targeted for the wealthy. This is only targeted to the top 1%. And I mean, if you look at the tax, if you look at the proposal from the outside view, you do think that at first, until you realize how quickly you can sell, say, an appreciated property. You know, Kristen, how quickly the properties appreciate. You can reach the threshold quickly. And I see a lot of middle class people who will have capital gains of $1 million or more. And, you know, especially for people who have been working on investing and getting these assets, working on their crypto portfolios, really putting in a lot of time. And then they do have a good gain that could really helped their life. They're not ultra wealthy. They've just put in a lot of work in their investments. To have it taxed right. so high is just, it could be devastating. So I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but so yes.
No, but that was a good picture to paint. Like to, yeah. it definitely helps you understand it a little bit more, kind of where we're going with this.
Yeah. And on top of it, so currently we've got 0%. Then we've got that middle bracket of 15% if your income altogether with everything is under $583,000. Then we have another little tax that they slip in when you hit $250,000 adjusted gross income. Married filing jointly, it's $250,000, called the net investment income tax, or some people call it the Obamacare tax because it's supposed to help with the healthcare reform. Currently, mm-hmm. that's a 3.8%. So let's say you're at, you, once you hit after that $250,000, now you've got the 15% capital gains as well as another 3.8% for the net investment. That's on your investment mm-hmm. sales. Right. So, and then after that, we move to the 20% capital gains rate with the 3.8%. And that's it. And currently, that's
and that's in excess of $583,000.
Yes. And it stops okay. there. So then you can go and go and go and go. You've already, you've always got that 20%, that 3.8%. And that's the top you can get. So that's where we're at now. So the new proposal, just to break it down for everyone, saying he wants to raise the capital gains rates so high. He does. They do. He, they, whoever came up with it. They want to double it, pretty much double it. But it's only for income over $1 million. So now we would create another bracket on top where we have that 20% instead of just going. Now we've got a cap. So when you get to $1 million, if you're married filing jointly, anything above that they want to raise to, okay, well, let's, they want to tax at ordinary rates. And I need to stop there for a minute. Let's hear your thoughts so I can collect before I go on, because there's three proposals to get up here to the million. So let's hear your thoughts first, and then we'll come back to the proposals.
I actually don't know. I have no idea what my thoughts are on this.
Okay. So we'll just keep
going. It's overwhelming. Yeah.
I know. It's I don't know very, how to really simplify it.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to talk about the new proposal then. All right.
Yeah. Let's just go into it.
Proposal one, right now, the top marginal tax bracket that Kristen was talking about in the beginning mm-hmm. is at 37% right now. That's the highest you can be taxed on your ordinary income. The first proposal, because right. this is kind of mixed into the whole entire thing and you kind of have to dig them mm-hmm. out. So I dug them out for the order. So the first proposal, currently 37%, they say, well, we want to raise that to 39.6%. For the top bracket, because they want to raise it to 39.6. The second proposal is they want to increase the NIT, which remember, I just told you it's 250,000 for married filing jointly. Once you hit $400,000, they want to increase it to 5%. So then it will carry up as 5% from that point
oh,
on
wow.
of $400,000. So we've got a, and then combining them together, they say, well, we want an excess of $1 million to be taxed at ordinary rates. So if the ordinary rate has been increased to 39.6, and then we tack on that 5%, we're looking at 44.6% for capital, anything capital gains over $1 million. So wow. that in a nutshell, whew, got to take a breath. And that's the proposal.
And this is just federal.
Yeah.
This is just federal. This is your tax, just federal. So whatever your state taxes you on top of that, you're going to be in excess of 50% in some states. So
yeah,
that makes me sweat. That's yeah. a lot.
Yeah. Thank goodness you left New Jersey. Can I say that? Because New Jersey's one of those states.
Yeah, you can say it.
You don't
say it
live
all
in New
time.
Jersey anymore.
I think everybody knows it.
Yeah. New Jersey's one of the ones. I think New Jersey's 55.5%.
Yeah.
That's half of your money that you worked so hard. Yeah, more than half of anything over $1 million. That's a big hit.
It's just robbery.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's,
you're talking
not that
also
hard to
when
get
you start
to.
Talking that like the $250,000 to $500,000 married filing joint, you're talking middle America.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So that's affecting a lot of people.
Even $1 million. It, with investments yeah. for middle America, yes. I mean, people spend so much money on homes these days and, mm-hmm. you know, you had one and it appreciated and now you're like, mm-hmm. thank goodness this is actually working out for me. The housing market's through the roof. Maybe I
yep,
can,
they're just going to
come
know, in and take it.
Oh my gosh, over half. So that's why there's the big fuss. We wanted to talk about it a little bit. Also, I don't know if it will really, truly pass. The budget proposal I read was for 2025, though. So I think we'll get right. our answers fairly soon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I think it's anything after 12/31/24. So, yeah, it won't affect us this year. It gives them some time to push it back and forth. But I think, honest, my opinion, personally, it's very aggressive. I don't know that it can get passed. It's just very aggressive.
And there's some other very aggressive things within the proposal. They're very difficult to read. I was actually thinking mm-hmm. about that when I was going through it because I have, you know, a ton of schooling in specific tax. I've learned the language. I've studied it. I, you know, work in it every day. And I had to read so slow. I had to back on up. And so that's why I felt like we should do the video. And also because I think people hear these fluffy things of, oh, they're going to increase the child tax credit and make it permanent. And yes, that does help a lot of people, but also them saying, oh, we're just helping the middle class by increasing the child tax credit. That's like it's a minimal amount. It's not really that much of an amount. And if you are any type of person who's really working on your retirement and your investments and you're working hard, it's a way bigger hit on that end than, oh, but we get the child tax credit to be a little higher. You know what I mean? And lots of people who don't have kids don't care about it. No. Yeah. So I'm glad we broke it down. I really think we should keep this one short. You can take us out on the outro because I don't have anything else to say about it except let's see where it goes from here. And let's do your homework as you're thinking about who you want to vote for, not to get political at all. But one of the main reasons why we're voting is because we want different kinds of tax policies in place or, you know, we care about these things. It's a big part of the process. So the more we can just help educate you to know so that you don't have to try to read it and then give up, which I almost did, it's better. So that's all I got.
Yeah. So guys, let us know what you think of the video. Let us know what your thoughts are on this proposal, good or bad. I mean, if you think we're wrong and you think this is like the greatest thing, argue with us. We can go back and forth. It's fine. You have your opinion. I have mine. And we are all adults. We can go back and forth and talk about it till we turn blue. But this is our opinion on it and gave you some of the facts about it. And I hope you liked it. Again, comment below, and we will see you guys next time on CPA After Dark.